BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Five people have now been killed in the wildfires which are tearing through parts of Los Angeles, forcing tens of thousands of people from their homes. Kevin Williams was one of those evacuated.
There were houses to the back of us, to the side of us, and to the street below, and that's where the problem came. The wind whipped up, the flames were up about 30, 40 feet high, and, you know, you hear pop, pop, pop. It sounded like a war zone. In fact, there were two big explosions that actually shook the ground. And so I knew it was time to get out. You know, there's time to be brave, and there's a time to use some common sense. And common sense told me it's time to go.
Multiple fires are burning through an area of more than 100 square kilometres, fanned by heavy winds. The worst blaze in the affluent Pacific Palisades area has been declared the most destructive in the city's history. Israel's military says it has retrieved the body of an Israeli hostage seized by Hamas during its attack 15 months ago. Troops recovered the remains of Yusuf al-Ziyadna from a tunnel in southern Gaza. Talal al-Karnawi, the mayor of Rahat, an Israeli Bedouin town, said the family had been told about the recovery of the body.
The family received the information with great sorrow, with great pain. They're shocked at the news. 2 days ago, they expected that their loved ones were on the list of the living, and right now they don't know who caused their murder.
At least 50 Palestinians were reportedly killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Three Israeli troops were killed in fighting in the territory. Israel's army has updated media rules for interviewing soldiers in active combat duty over fears of them facing legal action abroad for alleged war crimes in Gaza. Their full names and faces must now be concealed. Last week, an Israeli soldier fled a holiday in Brazil after a judge ordered an investigation into war crimes allegations by a pro-Palestinian group. Officials in Chad say calm has been restored in the capital N'Djamena after heavy gunfire was heard near the presidential palace. Residents say a group of armed men tried to attack the complex. Sources close to the government blame terrorist elements. Chris Awoko reports.
The bursts of gunfire heard near the presidential compound in the Chadian capital were sustained for several minutes, causing concern among the nearby public. Tanks were spotted on the streets and all roads leading to the presidency were closed off. A government spokesperson said the situation was swiftly brought under control, but it's unclear who was behind the attack. On Tuesday, Chad hosted China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, who met President Mohamed Idriss Deby Itno and other senior officials.
BBC News. Several world leaders have rebuffed Donald Trump's increasingly expansionist rhetoric after his threats of force and promises to rename geographical features. The US president-elect's promise to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America was met with humour by the Mexican leader, Claudia Sheinbaum. She said that perhaps North America should revert to an historical name, Mexican America. Ukraine says 13 people have been killed in a Russian glide bomb attack in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia. The regional head said at least 80 other people needed hospital treatment. Here's Sarah Rainsford.
This was an attack on a major Ukrainian city in the middle of the afternoon, and Ukrainian officials say Russia used glide bombs, which are notoriously inaccurate. Images from the scene show the dead and the injured scattered in the street, among piles of rubble and pools of blood. President Zelensky has condemned what he called Russian terror. He said nothing could be more cruel than to strike a city knowing that civilians will suffer. He said it showed again that only a lasting peace could end this war.
The government of President Daniel Ortega has shut down 15 NGOs operating in Nicaragua. They include Save the Children International, which says it's been working there for more than 40 years. The official gazette said some of the organisations had chosen to be dissolved, but they are the latest of thousands of NGOs to have closed their doors since a government crackdown on dissent started in 2018. Donald Trump has visited the Capitol building to pay tribute to the former President Jimmy Carter, who's lying in state. Thousands of well-wishers have filed past Mr. Carter's casket in the Capitol Rotunda over the past 2 days. He died last month at the age of 100. His funeral will take place on Thursday. BBC News.